just that, that he can contribute to the team. You know, he's got to find a way to demonstrate he's got the skill set necessary to play in a role that we need him to play. And if he can do that and make plays and be productive, he'll have a chance to make the football team.
Would you keep him as a quote-unquote project, the guy that's maybe not ready to contribute on Sundays but you think will be able to contribute?
You know, those are the great debates, I think, for me. Anyways, when you get into the room and it's like, wow, you have this guy who's, we'll say, at level 7 today, and you have Terrell Pryor or whatever the other player's name is that's at a level 6 right now, but in time he might be a 9 or a 10. Those are the fun debates that you have upstairs. But I will say that everything will be taken into consideration, his youth, his speed, his size, and his ability, and then what his upside is. But we'll think about all that.
Does his quarterback skills figure at all into the equation?
Not at all. He's here to play a different position, and at the end of the day, he'll make it or break it on that.
Ray, when you brought him in, why did you think he could do this? There are not a lot of history of pro quarterbacks becoming receivers. I mean, like guys from college, yes.
But. Yeah, guys from college. Oddly enough, I guess it's weird. I was talking to the scouts this morning, and one of the things I said, and I learned this, an old coach told me, actually, the quarterbacks all have really good hands because they spend their time playing catch. So it's not a product of whether he can catch the ball. The question is he a good enough athlete and does he have the skill set to learn to play receiver? Well, I've seen the guy turn a broken play into a 90-yard touchdown run, so I know he's got the speed, I know he's got the athleticism. So you just kind of put two and two together of can this guy make the transition? It's odd, but a lot of guys in the National Football League, if you go back to their history, they played quarterback at some point in their career. So one of the best guys that I played with, William Thomas, was a quarterback when he was a kid. He ended up playing outside linebacker for the Eagles. And oddly enough, he had a lot of interceptions because he had really good hands.